Connor Hafferty, who was a senior. Unfortunately, he didn't get to suit up. He was battling an injury that was carrying over from preseason, so the rest of my three were able to play. But, you know, Connor was the type of kid, he ran cross-country, super fit kid, you know, raised by great parents, great character guy to have in the locker room, and he still worked a part-time job at a local restaurant here in Bartlesville. So I'll always, you know, respect that kid for everything that he put in, not only to soccer, but to his entire package of life as a high school student. You know, when it comes to thinking about the people that got to play, the other three, you know, Gabriel Ontiveros, you know, obviously that goes without saying, you know, his reputation precedes him. You know, he's a quality player on the field. You know, scored a hat trick against Sand Springs this year. When we came back, we were down 3-1 with 12 minutes to go, and we ended up winning that game 5-4 on the road against a really quality Sand Springs team. Gabe was a leader. He led through the quality of his play. Is he the greatest all time? Time will tell. When it comes to Trent Hornick, Trent, I think, had the best ending to his career. While it was shortened, this kid, he was so funny. He would bring a balloon to practice, carry this balloon, and somehow not pop it through all the fitness and playing. He was a great spirit, you know, and a funny guy at practice. Still worked hard, but then on the field, he was an animal. He was a great kid. He could jump over the soccer goal, you know, with his head. He could elevate. And like I said, he had the best walk-off. He scored the winning goal in the PK shootout against Tulsa Central, and then proceeded to do a bunch of front rolls across Custer Stadium's turf. So that's one way to go out. The last was Jonah Collins. Now, Jonah comes from two parents who are both athletes themselves and coaches. Jonah's dad is a basketball coach here in the area, and his mom is the head volleyball coach at Oklahoma Wesleyan. So, you know, he's bred to be in sports. He was probably the most unselfish player I've ever coached, including other stops at high school and my club teams. He was always looking to set up other people. When I put him in, he would be the hardest worker. And like I said, he's looking to pass first, cross the ball first, create opportunities for other kids. And, you know, he ended up earning a lot more playing time than I expected out of Jonah. Not that Jonah wasn't a good player, but my expectations for him grew throughout those five games. And I really foresaw him playing the majority of the games that we had left. But this class, like I said, you know, they were dealt a rough hand. But the thing I appreciate most is, you know, me being their third or fourth coach that they had, you know, they bought into my vision when my vision was going to long outlive them. And they knew that. But they wanted things to be better for the next generation of Bruins soccer players. That came down to fundraising, too. They knew that they weren't going to benefit from every dollar that they raised, but that the next generation would. And they explicitly said that to me a few times. So I will always appreciate and thank them for setting the tone and welcoming me back home. And I think if they wouldn't have done that, that I don't think I could have got the buy-in from the other 43 players on the roster.